the hashtag activism.
But we pulled up some examples of these hashtags just so people can understand the context, because when you first hear Yes All Women, it's, you know, you might not understand specifically the things that are being written, especially because it's men and women. So one example of some tweets that I found in this article in The New Yorker was hashtag Yes All Women because, quote, I have a boyfriend, end quote, is more effective than, quote, I'm not interested, end quote. Men respect other men more than my right to say no. You know, so there are some examples of the fact that Yes All Women wasn't just in response to the shootings, but it was like these declarations that women were making about their experiences as women, or their experiences maybe being harassed or feeling like their feminism wasn't being respected. But then there were also quotes, some tweets by men who, you know, are saying that they acknowledge that women aren't being treated fairly. And it was just a really, really interesting conversation.
Well, I think that this is a really interesting topic. Please use hashtag ScrawlNation on Twitter to ask us questions or chime in. We're going to take our second break here, and let's think about the hashtag that power of these hashtags. I'm so sorry. because the next song we're going to listen to is hashtag that power. And as I've learned on YouTube right now, power is in all caps. So he's yelling it.
Power.
Sorry.
By Will.i.am and Justin Bieber. And
ew.
I know, right?
Sorry.
But you know, we can think about the use of the hashtag in this song, because like in both songs, which as we'll hear in a second, it's not like he says hashtag that power in the song. He just says power,
right.
And
he does. So why the hashtag?
Why the hashtag?
Why
so
the hashtag?
This is hashtag that power by Will.i.am and Justin Bieber here on Scrawl Radio. On Radio DePaul, Chicago's